When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your Maldemar.
Troll,
make the whole world shout.
Hey.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. I spent this morning attaching a lock to the front of my house to slow down burglars who arrived by barge. I saw one of those driverless cars the other day. In fact, I saw a whole car park full of them. Apparently, the dance the conga was invented in Liverpool, something to do with not being allowed to walk alone. My quest is to solve these problems and to help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us.
Knock, knock. Hello, boys. Anton, you look a bit sleepy, so I've made you this.
Actually, I woke Anton up with a coffee earlier.
Yes, it'll do that if it's thrown in one's face.
You said you wanted to cut down on your caffeine intake.
Well, thank you, Pauline.
There are a few things you really have to remember if you want to make a superlative coffee.
Really?
You must first warm a straight-sided cup on an individual hot plate. Use water at exactly 82 degrees. Pour foamed milk in over the back of a non-metallic spatula to a third of the way up. And only then bung in the Maxwell House.
You seem very knowledgeable, Milton.
Maxwell House, yes, doesn't he?
Well, you see, my great-aunt was a coffee trader.
Really, Milton?
And a pioneer with it. While everyone else exported coffee from Brazil, she imported coffee to Brazil from Wales.
Ah, Welsh coffee. That's up there with Scottish exotic fruit, isn't it?
Well, she wanted to get away from the tiny Welsh town of Llanfilch. Well, people kept leaving rubbish there because they thought the sign said landfill.
So she'd take a boat down to Rio, would she?
Oh, no, she didn't go by ship. She went by small plane.
Oh, really?
She was actually taught to fly by... Excuse me a moment. That's better. She was actually taught to fly by one of the Earharts.
Not that famous aviator Amelia Earhart.
No, no, her lesser-known half-sister, Emily Earhart Nose Knees and Toes Knees and Toes.
That's quite a mouthful.
Yes, can you believe it? Never even crossed her mind to carry a donor card. The whole family were very unfortunate with surnames.
Oh?
Yes, her daughter Tara married a Mr. Raboomdier.
Oh, really? Milton, we'd need a little evidence for that one.
Well, I did once contact the BBC and they suggested, who do you think you are? Well, no, they shouted.
So, you've no idea what happened to your aunt?
Only that she went missing. When her plane went down in the Caribbean with a full load of Merthyr Tydfil after-dinner blend.
What an enchanting mystery. Have you ever thought about investigating it further by going out to the Caribbean?
Ooh, where all the pirates come from.
Great idea. It's rumoured I also had an ancestor called Whitebeard.
An evil rogue like Blackbeard?
No, no, apparently he just really liked cappuccinos.
Well, I'd love to have the chance to work on my tan.
And I have built up rather a lot of air miles.
Have you?
Yes, there was a mix-up last year. I visited Libya three times, but it turns out Tripoli is just the name of the capital.
Lancelot, Lancelot.
48 hours later, the three of us landed in Jamaica. Unfortunately, I'd overestimated my air miles, so I just made up the difference, ensuring, for environmental reasons, that I used the smallest amount of plastic possible. Anton's credit card. While Pauline browsed for souvenirs, we soaked up the atmosphere at a beachfront bar on Montego Bay. That's very funny, Anton.
Yes, yes. It works, you see, because Jamaica sounds like did you make her? So when I say my wife went on...
No. I mean the idea that anyone would have married you. It's hilarious.
I see. So, Jamaica, hey, here we are then, the home of rum, reggae and Usain Bolt. Whew. Must be 80 degrees.
Well, you know what they say around here. If you can't stand the heat, you probably won't make the semi-final.
So, your great aunt, where do we start? I mean... Milton, where did you get that?
It was free in a music shop. Well, I was invited to take it.
The sign said steel drum, didn't it?
Maybe.
Perhaps we should try...
Anton? Oh, Elsa!
Jasmine! Oh, it can't be.
It can't be. You look wonderful.
Jazz, you look
it's
gorgeous.
It's been such a long time.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Don't mind me.
Jasmine, this is Milton. Milton, this is Jasmine.
Anton and I used to be hunt saboteurs together.
Indeed we were.
Fun, I'm sure, but I can't help feeling sorry for the children who didn't get their Easter eggs.
Fox hunts, Milton. So, Jasmine, what are you doing here?
Wildlife preservation.
Of course you are.
It can be pretty heartbreaking. Only this morning I rescued a turtle that had got stuck in the nets.
Oh, fancy making turtles practice cricket.
And their numbers on the island have halved. But I try and look on the bright side.
Yes, sales of novelty ashtrays have never been higher.
So, Anton, how about you?
Well, we're here on the trail of Milton's great aunt. Her plane went missing over the sea way back before the war.
I've narrowed the search down to two main areas. Now, 3 days' sail away, there's a deep water search quadrant of interest 100 miles square. Or, just down the road, there's this place called Air Crash Bay.
I tell you what, the Eco Foundation I work for has a boat, so I'm sure I can help you out with your search.
Oh, that would be delightful. But actually, Milton's already rented one, didn't you, Milton?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? Milton, did you charter a helicopter?
No. Hello there, my name's Nigel. Here's my card.
Milton, you chartered an accountant.
Service.
Oh, dear. Well, Nigel, I fear we've rather wasted your time.
Oh, not to worry. I'll just have a sniff around, see if I can drum up some work.
You might like to use this.
Have you got a receipt for that?
Best not to ask about that, Nigel.
Of course I have. I stole one.
I'll let it go this time. I've got bigger fish to fry. The Caribbean is famous for offshore financial irregularity. The Panama Papers, Cayman Island bank accounts.
Yes, what is it about islands and beaches that brings out the worst in people?
Tell me about it. Once I had to judge a best Lilo competition. What a fuss when I pinned on that rosette.
Well, as I say, you'd be welcome to use our boat in your search. It's a brand new research vessel, so it hasn't got a name yet. We were going to run a competition. Any suggestions?
How about the Sir David Attenborough McSir David Attenborough face? We arranged to meet Jasmine in her boat down by the harbour the very next day. Anton was already going on about her before she arrived.
She'll be here any minute, Milton. My breath. Is it minty fresh?
Huh?
Please, just lean in and check before she gets here. Just sniff it.
All right.
Oh, closer than that. Quickly.
Do I have to?
Just lean right in and give it a good...
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I didn't realise you were, I'll just take the gear on board.
Oh, no, she thinks we're an item.
In your dreams?
I'll have to explain straight away. Come on, onto the boat. Jasmine, just then, Milton was just sniffing my breath.
Don't worry, Anton, no need to explain.
Yes, there is. You see, I need to tell you something important, something I've wanted to say a long time ago, but I didn't.
You got all day for that, Anton. Apart from Milton, it'll just be the two of us on this boat.
Yes. Yes, it will be, won't it?
Just us.
Just us.
And Ray.
Huh?
Oh, good day.
Ray's my boyfriend. Ray, this is Milton and Anton. He's an old chum from back home.
Chum, yes.
Oh, good day, you two. Yeah, we met when Jazz here was travelling down under. I'd just saved a baby kangaroo that had been hit on the head by a boomerang down by Ayers Rock. No, I remember it because it was the same day we won the Ashes off you pommies.
So, Ray, where are you from then?
Australia, 100%. I'm Australian as the Sydney Opera House.
Australia, of course, well known for its opera. Still. Well, Australia. Hey, let's stick another shrimp on the barbie.
No, I'm going to let that one go, mate, but considering all four species of Australian shrimp are endangered, that's in pretty poor taste. Right. We'll get this boat untied.
Oh, and it's a beauty. Reminds me of my Uncle Jack's fishing trawler before he went overboard.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, he covered it in tinsel and gave it a Barbara Streisand figurehead.
Well, I'll see you in a minute. Shrimps.
Oh, don't worry about Ray, Anton. He just cares too much. That's why he started this project, to collect up as much plastic from the water as possible. Right. Better go and check everything is ready for the trip.
Yeah, there's something odd about that, Ray. Something I can't quite put my fist on. I mean finger.
I reckon if you want to get out some frustration, put these on.
Boxing gloves.
Go ahead. Knock yourself out. Soon we were out in the open ocean. I was only really familiar with the West Indies from Test Match Special. But they always seem to be mucking about playing cricket and not getting on with the exciting business of testing matches. So, if I understand global warming correctly, if current trends continue, animals like the snow leopard will melt.
Not quite, but habitats are increasingly under threat.
Yes, they are disappearing from every high street.
No, that's the shop, Milton.
Outcompeted by invasive species like IKEA.
Right, so, guys, before we get on to helping you search for that wrecked plane, we thought you might like to see this giant turtle sanctuary.
Oh, I saw a documentary on that amazing creature.
Yeah, yeah.
Living in the sewers, fighting crime.
Right.
Not ninja turtles, Milton.
Right, he's just joking, mate. Lighten up.
Hey? I don't think he was, but...
So, anyway, that's why I spend most days trawling for plastic, dragging it on board, then lashing it together in big bales. And then, Ray, what is it you do with it exactly, Ray?
Just boring enviro stuff, babe.
Well, the oceans are being filled with rubbish, but I'm confident nature can adapt.
Really?
Yes, like those little plastic fish you get in sushi boxes, evolving to be full of soy sauce.
Very funny.
And why do whales even need plastic bags? They could just turn a jellyfish inside out and put their shopping in that.
Oh, that's a beauty, Mill.
Your friend's so funny, Anton.
Yeah, at least he's not all stuck up, like some English blokes.
You know, I once came to the West Indies with my wife.
Trinidad?
No.
Some
you
kids.
Say... no.
Puerto Rico?
No.
Guadeloupe? Barbuda? Tobago? Dominican Republic.
Milton, help me out here, would you?
Oh, of course. Anton was trying to be funny. So sometimes he pretends he's got a wife.
Oh, all right.
Just to make me laugh.
Ah, good one, mate.
Jamaica. It was Jamaica.
Well, why didn't you just say? Still, it killed a couple of hours. Unfortunately, that means we will no longer have time for the incredible turtle sanctuary.
Anton!
Oh, sorry about that, everyone.
But on the plus side... Tell him, Jersey.
We are now above one of the greatest dives in the world.
Wow, and underwater Wetherspoons.
Yeah. So you want to dive then, guys?
Well, certainly, if it helps us find Milton's auntie. I mean, I suppose she may have bailed out of her plane around here.
And as long as we've got the correct equipment.
Come and have a look at our new mini sub over here.
Well, that is certainly impressive.
And these controls here manoeuvre the grabbing arms at the front.
Ah, you got the hang of that already, Milt.
And the pincer mechanism on the end of the grabbing arms can grasp nearby objects.
Like this.
Milton, could you let go of my nose?
And the two pincers can operate independently.
And could I please have my wallet back as well?
First ball. I've always liked the idea of getting my adventures published. And I was at that big Waterstones earlier doing one of my book signings. I managed the whole first floor before they caught me. From time to time, I also do readings, which don't always go smoothly, especially when the public interfere. Chapter 4. I want you to do just one thing for me, darling, said Captain Fairfax as he got down on one knee in front of her. Check my hair for nits.
Excuse me, this is Waterstones, right?
No, no, all these books are just decoration. We're actually just selling one big wooden staircase.
Oh! Yes, very funny.
Look, I don't actually work here. I'm just doing a reading.
Now, look, I've got a voucher here, you see, and I was wondering if you could kindly recommend any good holiday reading.
Fine, how about this? 50 Shades.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
The definitive guide to covering a bare light bulb.
Right. Actually, I do fancy something a little romantic.
Okay, try this. The story of Francesco Cello, the man who invented sellotape.
What?
Good book, but not always easy to find the beginning. Or there's this, Antelopes.
I said something romantic.
What could be more romantic than the story of an ant who runs off to get married? Okay, then, how about this classic? Ever read Catch-22?
No. I'll take one.
Sorry, Catch-22's out of stock at the moment, and we can't order any more until a customer buys another one.
Well, thanks for all your help.
Right, back to the reading. Where was I? Turn off the light, she said. Carry me upstairs, she said.
I can't, he replied. I'm a lighthouse keeper. As we prepared to dive with all the fancy equipment, I remembered the vital importance of safety. As I found out when I was a lifeguard briefly, I just happened to use a really windy day to wash and dry the safe to swim flags. Right! I think I'm ready for the dive, Ray. I see you've got us on an oxygen helium mix.
No, mate, I think you might need slightly larger trunks.
Oh, thanks. That's a lot better.
So, in you get. Jazzy here's going to take you down.
Oh, are you not coming too, Ray?
Nah, I'm going to offload these big bales of waste plastic we pulled from the sea over the last week. I'll be back right here in a couple of hours.
Milton, do you think I can win Jasmine back if I go to the bottom of the ocean with her?
Don't hold your breath.
See you later, guys.
As we prepared to dive, I remembered the holding your breath competitions we used to have as a family in the old days, and how Grandma is still winning. And so the descent began. I guess we'll know we're there when we see a yellow sign saying, caution, wet floor.
It all seems very murky.
Give the silt a chance to clear. And up, periscope.
I don't know. I expected to see a lot of more vibrant colours.
OK, Anton. Up, kaleidoscope.
Now, don't be in too much of a hurry. We mustn't go up and down too quickly.
Tell me about it. I used to be a bouncer.
In a nightclub?
No, in a showroom for space hoppers. Make you feel a bit ill if you went up and down too quickly.
It's evidence, Milton. That's all we ask for half these claims.
Meet Mr. Bouncy, my lucky space hopper. Happy now?
Not really. We're quite tight for space in here.
Look, in the beam of the lights. Those worm-type things jiggling around by the rocks. It's almost like they're communicating with each other.
Wow.
Well, we've developed an app that can translate what they're saying. Well, don't forget, we're nearly a mile down, so they live under colossal pressure. Here we go. Have a listen to this.
Oh, it really hurts.
Me too. I'm in agony.
I reckon I'm going to implode in a minute.
I bet I implode before you.
I don't understand. Why don't they just live nearer the surface?
Shh, keep listening. It's not that kind of pressure.
Yesterday, we had National Geographic down here. The day before, it was Channel 4's The Secret Life of Worms. The pressure's too great. I can't keep performing.
Tell me about it. And tomorrow, we've got something for ITV2. That's not going to be exactly highbrow, is it?
Oh, no. You've not agreed to be on Scraping the Bottom, have you?
Wow, amazing. Of course, on land, a lot of worms have evolved to be lazy because all the self-motivated ones have been eaten by the early bird.
So, how long can we stay down here for, Jasmine?
Well, we should have enough air for a... Well, that can't be right. We should have at least an hour's supply, but it says 4 minutes. Where on earth can it have gone?
Just filled up, Mr. Bouncy.
We could be in big trouble here.
You need to be a bit more upbeat, Jasmine, like Mr. Bouncy here. He's always got a smile on his face.
Will you deflate that stupid thing? It's cramped enough in here as it is.
Okay, I'll just... One of Mr. Bouncy's ears seems to have pressed some of the buttons. I'll try and move them back round. So is the other.
We're descending way too fast.
Approaching maximum depth for vessel. Approaching maximum depth for vessel.
Sorry, Anton. I don't know what's going to happen. There's just no way of knowing our fate.
Up, horoscope. I know. I'm going to open the hatch and hold on to Mr. Bouncy's ears. I'll send help as soon as I get to land. Will you two be all right alone together?
Yes, not to worry. We'll get by somehow.
What's that, Mr. Bouncy? Mr. Bouncy has requested we go to Orange Alert.
Goodbye, Milton.
I was used to trying to survive in extreme conditions. I remember once my mum saying, "You can eat the leftovers in the fridge." I almost froze to death. To help me get through, I tried to keep a diary. Minute two, as I sat shivering, I noticed a tomahawk I put there last week after someone told me to chillax. Minute three, struggling to stay focused. Surely, after he climbed Everest, Sir Edmund Hillary should have been renamed Sir Edmund Mountainary.
Minute 7. It looks like frostbite struck. I found fingers, bloated and blotchy. The fingernails gone and smelling of pork and herbs. Minute 11. Losing consciousness. Am I right in thinking that the first fridge was predicted as far back as 1471 by Defrostradamus? Minute 13. I think this may be my last entry. Can't go on. So cold. So impossibly numb. Then my mum opened the fridge and I was saved. Which all goes to show, if you put leftovers in the fridge, the best thing to do is to keep them there for a couple of days and then throw them away. Mr. Bouncy and I abandoned the mini-sub and he took me racing to the surface and even kept me afloat as I set off for help. And so we drifted along for what seemed like an eternity.
It's been about 8 hours now.
I'm feeling quite sick. Up and down, up and down.
Yes, Milton, if you don't stop, I think you're going to wear Mr. Bouncy out completely.
Well, we may as well enjoy our last moments.
Oh, look! There's a boat coming towards us.
It's being driven by Nigel, the chartered accountant.
Hello, clients! Just thought I'd do some sniffing about for illegal offshore funds while I was here.
Of course. This is the perfect area to look for secret offshore tax havens.
All you have to do is follow the trail of money.
There's a trail of money in the ocean.
No, Milton. It's a figure of speech.
No, no, no. Whoever's been doing this has left an actual trail of money in the ocean. Look, here.
Yes. Dollars, euros. I don't see any sterling.
Typical. The pound sunk to the bottom.
Well, never mind. Hop in. We'll see where it leads.
We tied the mini-sub to Nigel's boat and we set off. Eventually, we came to a mysterious island.
Seems to be some kind of atoll.
Eh?
A coral reef that's become a ring-shaped island enclosing a circular body of water.
Well put, Anton.
We should be okay, then. I think our trip is atoll protected.
But... Wait a minute. This island isn't made of coral at all. Feel what's under your feet. It's plastic.
It's entirely made of plastic.
So, synthetic trash flung together and discarded in the ocean?
Of course. Love Island.
No, someone has built a permanent offshore tax haven.
Yes, but who would do that? It would have to be a massively successful global brand with branches open absolutely everywhere who never pays their appropriate taxes. But who could that be?
I don't know, but I could use a coffee right now.
What?
And look over there. In that little cave.
Hello. Do you fancy a coffee? Our special today's Port Talbot breakfast blend.
Great Aunt Emily, you're alive. But you look awful.
Of course I do. I've only had coffee to drink for the last 73 years. And I've only had 3 hours sleep.
Last night?
No, for the last 73 years.
What on earth happened to you?
The year was 1932. And my twin-engine Javelin was skimming over the mid-Atlantic when the fuel line in the port engine... excuse me. That was a big one. Anyhow, luckily, when I crash-landed, all my coffee beans survived because they were all packed in a chest, see? Made of the hardest substance known to man.
Tempered steel?
Biscotti.
How did you go from that to being the head of the leading global coffee brand?
Well, that's really quite simple, see? Prepare to hear one of the most fascinating stories ever told. A fearless with a seagull.
Well, that's totally clear to me.
Me too.
Me too.
We can always go through the precise details later when it's more convenient.
It all makes sense now. Mum always calling you Auntie Starbucks, the woman who founded Starbucks.
And you daren't leave this artificial island for fear you might have to pay some taxes.
Sweet little old lady or no, that's disgraceful.
Well, it wasn't my fault. I've been meaning to, but never got round to it. I'm not very good with numbers.
Well, I'm sure you're good at other things. You should count your blessings.
I can't.
Nevertheless, it's iniquitous.
You're right, young man. Stamp your feet. Go on.
All right. Hold on. That's why the island's got so big, Anton. It's not just the bales of plastic. Underneath that, it's all coins.
Yes, all the unpaid tax for the last 73 years.
But just think of what the country could do with that money.
Yes, we could get 100 yards of HS2.
No.
It's all right now, because the other day, a nice young man turned up who wants to help me sort everything out.
A nice young man?
Yes, he's from New Zealand.
New Zealand, you say?
No, I'm from Australia. Australia, what is wrong with you, Pong?
Ray!
I don't know why you're cheering, he's a villain. Boo, boo!
Last week, I got your daffy great-aunt to sign what she thought was a birthday card for the Caribbean's oldest turtle. But it was actually the mineral rights to this island. The copper and nickel content of these coins alone must be worth billions.
So in HS2 terms, the equivalent from London to North London.
And it's all legal, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, Ray, how could you do this to me? And the environment.
You'll never get away with this.
That's where you're wrong. This is the middle of the ocean. It's like the Wild West out here.
True, and I can see an invisible sheriff swimming towards us now.
No, Milton, that's just a starfish. Jasmine, at least now you can see he's all style and no substance. I can offer you so much more. Stability, a cardigan to nestle into as we watch another passable box set, and an index-linked pension.
You're right, Anton. Ray's just a bad boy, isn't he?
I don't like to speak ill of anyone, but I'm afraid, yes, he is.
I know I'm shallow, but that just makes me want him even more.
Oh, no.
Yuck, they're kissing.
Now's the time to make our escape in your little mini-sub.
You're right. This way. Quick, I'm going to take her down, and fast. Right, heads between knees. Brace.
OK.
Not between my knees.
Sorry, hold on.
Milton!
Sorry.
Oh, dear. Ray's dived in after us, and now he's on top of the conning tower.
Anton, would you like to do the honours?
Thank you so much, Milton. Up, periscope.
Wow!
Now we appear to be going along a small red corridor.
No, Milton.
Oh, yes, I see, yes. Down, periscope?
Oh, no hurry at all.
Well, Auntie, are you excited to be coming back home?
Oh, yes. But what a life I've had.
We should make a film about it.
Let's change my name, though.
Yes, and make it about tea instead of coffee. Certificate PG.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Dan Tetzel. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.